standing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of The Flipside for this Wednesday, April the 18th, Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. And in this hour, I really hope I don't confuse you, but there is something afoot that needs to be addressed, because Lord knows you won't get this information from CNBC. Although it is of interest to note that once again CNBC gave platform to a discredited author who wrote a book called Is Gold in a Bubble? Time on the network to tout out his latest delusion, and that is gold is going to $700. Needless to say, many noted gold analysts reviewed his book, Is Gold in a Bubble, and completely discredited his analysis and thesis. But CNBC, being a voice piece of the anti-gold crowd, did their part. And what I find even more hilarious is they are now touting that diamonds are going to be the new asset class. I'm sure that makes the folks over at De Beers smile with the glee and their connections in Tel Aviv. Anyway, let's see where we ended up today. Once again, European anxiety plagued the Dow, closing down 82 points at 13,032. NASDAQ off 11 at 3,031. And we'll have the rest after this.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Just a little more time is all we're asking for. 'Cause just a little more time could open closing doors.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday. This could be Ben Bernanke's theme song. He's just praying for a little bit more time. Anyway, gold closed down $8 today at $16.43, silver off 8 cents at $31.73, platinum off $5 at $15.81, palladium off 5 as well at $6.61, with the downdraft in the Dow, typical miners also sustaining a small loss, XAU off 108 basis points, XAU closing at 165.96. Because of the weakness of the euro, dollar index was marginally stronger, dollar index closing at 79.59, and crude oil higher by 9 cents at 102.76. Now, I'm not sure if today's action in the Dow was a knee-jerk reaction to statements put out by the IMF yesterday, which they said that the Eurozone could break up and trigger a full-blown panic in financial markets and depositor flight and a global economic slump to rival the Great Depression. In its World Economic Outlook report, the IMF said the collapse of the crisis-torn single currency could not be ruled out. It warned that a disorderly exit of one member country would have untold knock-on effects. The potential consequences of a disorderly default and exit by a euro area member are unpredictable. If such an event occurs, it is possible that other euro area economies perceived to have similar risk characteristics would come under severe pressure as well, with full-blown panic in financial markets and depositor flight from several banking systems. Now, that was a pretty bleak prognosis of the European debt situation. And to add to those woes, today the IMF announced that they are concerned about rising oil prices. As a matter of fact, it stated that if Iran halts its oil exports to members of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, you could see crude oil prices spike by 20 to 30%. Now, in light of this, there have been some interesting developments taking place that obviously get very little media attention. And I noticed this about a week ago, in that I was having a hard time accessing Eric King's website, King World News. And I believe it was on the the 11th of April, which I have posted on my site, that King World News, according to GATA, has been under an attack. According to GATA, a major internet hosting company that maintains the King World News site, reported to the network that servers you are hosted on are what we call under guard due to extreme attack. Sometimes there are millions of these attacks without these guards in place. The servers would effectively become flooded and would be unable to display your website. Eric King told GATA at the time that the attack started when the anonymous the London trader who he interviewed did a piece on April the 5th. And the attacks intensified with King World's interview with Jim Sinclair's futures market analyst, Dan Norsini, which was published on April the 11th. And so today we have a follow-up. This time, reported on ETF Daily News' website, where it talks about GATA's report on April the 11th. That King World News was under attack. The folks over at ETF Daily say about that Friday attack, it is believed to have been prompted by proprietary trading data that was offered by King World News' anonymous London trader regarding a large Asian buyer and this buyer's trading platforms. It now appears that, according to Anonymous, the large buyer that Dan Norsini was talking about has successfully cracked the code of J.P. Morgan's algorithms, which are used to optimize its price suppression tactics in the gold and silver market. The motive for such a criminal act is obvious to international financiers. Capping the gold price lends support to the U.S. dollar. Interestingly, the Asian buyers have figured out the algorithms like breaking an enemy's code in war, and they are using the algorithm trading to get the best prices each day for physical gold at current levels, Anonymous told King World News. That we now believe prompted the attack on the site. As you know, these attacks on King World News go as far back as 2 years ago when they started reporting on the whistleblower Andrew Maguire's expose of skullduggery taking place at J.P. Morgan. And the Dan Norsini article published on April the 11th was another reason for the attack on King World News Service. As Dan Norsini pointed out, due to privacy laws on both sides of the trade, J.P. Morgan's large naked short sell side client can't be revealed, and the buyer's identity cannot be disclosed either. But the overwhelming suspicion by the gold market's premier experts as to whom J.P. Morgan's big naked short seller is points to the New York Fed. Jim Ricketts, in a recent interview, explains the grossly unappreciated role gold plays in geopolitics between the U.S. and the biggest Asian buyer of precious metal gold. And that be, any guesses? Yeah, you got it. China.
That the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants, from hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday. Dealing with a subject that I know is sometimes tough for people to wrap their arms around. Hopefully there are enough links on my website to make this all come together. And as the folks over at ETF Daily say, unlike Andrew McGuire, we haven't heard of anybody trying to run down Jim Rickards in the street yet. And that's why the anonymous play-by-play of the real war has the New York Fed frantic at this point in time. And then they ask the important question, is it a coincidence that Blythe Masters has suddenly begun to make appearances on CNBC to explain J.P. Morgan's position on the matter of manipulation? And who else has the clout to impede a CFTC determination of whether the gold and silver market have been and are manipulated? Well, speaking of Jim Rickards, he was a little more blunt today with Eric King. As a matter of fact, he is he's very concerned with all the events. Even Rick Rule came out today and told King World News, I'm too old to wish for chaos, but it's coming. Now, let me just say, there are a few people in the gold and silver analyst business that I have respect for. And so I found it rather interesting in light of the attack on King World News, the statements by the IMF and Rick Rule, that Jim Willey has identified who Anonymous is. And he spoke about it today in an interview. I don't think we'll have time to play it all, but we'll play a big enough chunk of it for you to see that there's more there than meets the eye. This was Jim Willie today. Play the tape.
Market Thinking. I'm your host, Dakota Da Silva. With us here today is returning guest Jim Willie, publisher of the Hat Trick Letter, found over at goldenjackass.com. Jim, welcome back. It's been about 3 months since we've spoken. During that time, what have you been seeing happening there in the markets, according to your work?
Well, I think we've seen some... glad to be back. Yes, I've missed you folks. It's good to be back. There's been some radical sea changes. I think a good preface is that we've got a very serious false calm. We have not gotten past the aftermath of MF Global. The distrust of COMEX is enormous. A lot of companies are just not permitted to use COMEX anymore. I think there are going to be agricultural effects because farmers are all messed up. We've had a few naked short raids of the gold market, and I think they go hand in hand with some of the gigantic dollar swap exercises that have, I believe, dumped at least $2 trillion into the system in the last several weeks alone. And we got the natural stupidity arguing about whether quantitative easing and, you know, bond monetization purchases are going to happen. It's just stupid talk. It never ended. QE never ended. It went global, and then we thought, well, when's Q3 going to happen? Well, it went global, you idiot. Unbelievable stupidity. I'm sorry, but people who talk about QE continuing are just as dumb as the ones who say we have 3% inflation. We've got a transition progress, part of this false calm. Greece is not much in the news because wrecked, but Spain, Italy, and France are in the news. I think they're the next Greece, and they're all pretty darn big. Spain is 4 times bigger than Greece, and Italy is 6 times bigger. I believe France is something like 6 times bigger, maybe not quite, I don't know exactly. We're on the verge of Europe fracturing, Tekoa. I think it's happening right in front of our eyes. We're not fixing anything, we're just fracturing in different steps.
Yeah. You know, Jim, a pretty interesting thing that we chatted about before the interview was what you call a new feature to the gold market in terms of some interesting things happening beneath the surface in this price level, price range that we're in right now around the $1,600 to $1,800 level. So what are your thoughts here, and how would you describe that new feature for our listeners?
Some really big tectonic shifts have happened, and this has been going on now for about 3 months. November, I think it started after the plunge. The phenomenon simply stated, and I feel privileged to know one particular gold trader who fills me in on it. I don't know the degree to which he's involved in some of these transactions.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday, April the 18th. We're listening to an interview conducted today with Jim Willie. And he was just about to tell us who Anonymous is. Let's continue.
But he clued me in on UBS, which I'll get to in a minute. But it goes like this. The naked short ambushes happen on the paper side. And these are nothing new. We've been seeing them for years. I think the main perpetrator is J.P. Morgan, but there's also participation with Goldman Sachs and Bank of America. They all help in selling gold and silver that they do not own and they do not post collateral for. So I call the bad boys, push down the price with paper ambushes. And then the good guys say, oh, you want to play that game? Fine. Well, we've got some billions in dollars here, and we're going to force some gigantic physical purchases here in the mid-1600 range. And just to add pain, we're going to pyramid them so they're larger at every $10 drop in price. So even more at 1640, more still at 1630, huge amounts at 1620. And if they intend to push it down further with paper ambushes, they're going to have to forfeit a tremendous amount of gold. This is new. This is very new. The good guys, I've been told, have been called the Eastern Coalition. Their money comes from the East. We're talking China, Russia, and other entities in the East. But I was told, for instance, 2 weeks ago, well, you know, until a couple of gigantic orders are filled, and until this member cartel bank is perhaps killed and ridded of their entire gold holdings in reserves. Until this happens, gold will not revive in price. So we're going to be stuck down here in the 1600 to 1650, 1670 range until we have the feet to the fire sufficiently for this vulnerable underwater bank to be ruined and stripped of all of its gold like UBS was. The UBS story several months ago was just total nonsense. They were VP-approved trades. The loss was not $1.2 trillion. There was not a rookie rogue trader. It was all VP-approved. They lost $6 billion, and the outcome was UBS was stripped of all 100% of its gold, and they are no longer in the gold game. This is very new. Pardon me. We have a string of UBS bank incidents happening. And I've been told, and I hope it happens, I don't know, it could be a little wild talk, but might be reality. In 2 years' time, the gold cartel member banks will have no gold left. Now, so what's the leverage to COA that is being used against them? They're down big in sovereign debt for the bonds of the pigs nations of Southern Europe, and they're down big on derivatives, and they've occasionally got some very underwater positions regarding a bad Forex currency trade. So the Eastern Coalition targets one of them and says, okay, you're underwater, you've got margin calls, we want your gold, and we're not letting you out of your position until you forfeit all of your gold. That's very new. Tocoa, this is big, big, big.
That is fascinating, Jim, incredibly so. But what I'd also like to ask you about here is the dollar and what you see happening there.
We've got some gigantic things happening that, you know, in the past, I call it the saber rattling over Iran. My gosh, do you remember the first time we were told that Iran was a dangerous nation regarding developing nuclear weapons? Was that not 04, 05? So in 7 years, they've been a potentially dangerous nuclear power with weaponry, yet they don't seem to show any of those weapons in any way, shape, or form. This is a false story. I'm sorry, I am a man of conviction. The Iran story is about the dollar. It is not about nuclear weapons. They've got nuclear development. They've got refinement of plutonium, uranium, and whatever. They've got quite a lot of facilities, to be sure. That's not the story. That's the story that's being promoted, but that's not the real event that's going on. The real event is that they're selling oil, just like Saddam's Iraq did. They're selling oil out of Iran, not in the dollar denomination. They're doing barter trade. They're doing sales with India and gold. They're doing, you know, trades with nations that are supposedly friends of the U.S. and the West. And something big has happened. I call it the Iran sanction backfire. The U.S. has tried to isolate, say, Japan and China and Russia and India and a few other nations, even Turkey. And it's really not working. And what they're doing is they're saying, all right, we're not going to deal with those several nations. So those nations are organizing. And they're bringing about an anti-dollar group. And you could call BRICS, you know, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. You could call the BRICS, you know, their focal point, their helm, their center of the conference table. It's hard to really put a center on it because it's based on concepts rather than, you know, strict organization with a hierarchy. One of the most dangerous things to a hierarchy is a decentralized backlash and organization, if you will. It's not so much an organization as it is, you know, a series of islands that all work together against the criminal, corrupt core that has become the dollar regime. So the biggest recent single event regarding this backfire has been the abuse of the SWIFT bank transfer system. I have been told that the Eastern Alliance, the Eastern Coalition, coming out of Asia somewhere, is going to be an alternative to the SWIFT banking settlement system, banking transfer system. SWIFT is going to get a competitor. Right now, SWIFT has a monopoly. If you remove the monopoly from SWIFT, you remove the superhighway for dollar-based trade settlements. This is very big. And at the same time, it's just a matter of time. I mean, I've been talking about it for 2 years. Germany's going to leave the euro. And now there's a joke in Germany. No, Germany's not going to leave the euro. They're going to take the euro and walk away. So what's that going to leave with, Portugal, Greece, France, Italy, and Spain? France is not typically called a pig's nation, but I refer them as the pig master. Those nations are going to be left as bag holders of what's going to revert, not going to revert, it's going to transform into a Latin euro. It's going to get devaluated. I don't have any timing on this. I don't have any more information except to say that for the last 2 months, Germany has been filling, replenishing, and making available a gigantic bank rescue fund for when the sovereign debt of Southern Europe takes the next quantum leap down in value, write-downs are enforced and required, and banks suddenly are on the verge of failure. That's when they draw on the German super fund for the bank rescue. And there's only one way I think that the quantum drop for the write-downs happens on the sovereign debt of Southern Europe, and that is for a currency devaluation. We're seeing rather steady euro currency, rather steady bond yields. They're changing. They're rising, but they're not rising radically. So the euro is going to, I think, experience some rather sudden change. To Coet, the pigs are going to be left holding the Latin euro by default, and I think their leader is going to be France. And some of these political elections, like Sarkozy, he's going to lose in France. These elections are going to precipitate decisions to abandon austerity budget approaches. They're going to go back to spending. They're going to have some problems again with their bonds. They're going to probably introduce some Main Street inflation. And to date, let's face it, most inflation has been monetary, redeeming toxic bonds, impaired bonds, nationalizing agencies like Fannie Mae. That does not become Main Street flow of money where everybody's got more money and the prices all go up. So, Tocqueville, this is a huge, huge phenomenon regarding the anti-dollar forces. The BRICS nations had their meeting. They've decided on, a different means of banking to settle trade. It's going to be the new SWIFT. They didn't talk about a new SWIFT. They talked about everything but the new SWIFT. They described it in every way but to call it a name. Very big stuff.
So, Jim, when you look at the central banks of Europe and the U.S., in terms of the monetary expansion, what do you see coming down the road there, and where does that lead?
The central banks are, by that I mean U.S. Fed, the Euro Central Bank, and supporting much of their efforts by the Bank of England. These three central banks are really guilty in a big, big way of dumping several trillion dollars into the financial system in just the last several months. I think it's about $2.25 trillion in maybe as little as 2 months in Europe. So they're coming up They came up with, in the last 2 months, something called the LTRO, the Long-Term Refinance Operation. It's basically a new window that says, come one, come all with your toxic bonds. We'll take them as collateral and give you money at a discount over LIBOR so that you can go back home to your bank and replenish it and pretend that you're not zombies. The LTRO is not working. Simultaneous with this are enormous naked short gold and silver ambushes because they know they're debasing with a capital D and a capital B. They're debasing the euro and the dollar. They're joined at the hip. They're joined by the dollar swap facility. The Fed says we'll make available several trillion credit.
I'm not sure if we lost the audio there. Okay, well, there you have it. I hope you managed to string that all together. When you look at the strange going-ons with Kingwald News's reporting of the anonymous trader, and I guess Jim Willey's interview just simply backed up the assertions that were made by the folks over at GATA. And Jim Rickards and Andrew Maguire's expose of what is going on behind the scenes. And as we pointed out on yesterday's show, China is without question the head of the Eastern Alliance, the anti-dollar crowd, if you will. And they are taking every opportunity that they are given to liquidate their dollar holdings and replenish it with gold. And it also kind of helps explain the sudden PR push that J.P. Morgan, I mean, I, for one, was quite surprised with the Blythe Masters interview on CNBC in defense of J.P. Morgan's commodity trading allegations. I mean, this has never happened before. And so you have to ask yourself, why now? Because these people know that, you know, they're not dealing with Joe Sixpack Silver Buyer in the U.S. any longer, who may spend a couple of $1,000s on purchasing a physical gold and silver. They are dealing with an Eastern Alliance that has much deeper pockets than theirs. And unlike their Western counterparts, I can assure you that a majority of Chinese financial people are well-versed in the art of Sun Tzu. And I'm sure they've used that knowledge to take advantage of powerhouses like J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs. J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs have finally met their match. There's no other explanation for what has transpired over the last couple of weeks. These people are worried. And just like they are worried, so is their master, Ben Bernanke, and the Fed. And so, my friends, as I said before, posted on my webpage today, you will find the story about Kingwald News. Read it before it disappears. Also, a couple of other interesting little snippets. Anyway, we'll take a quick time out and be right back on.
tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the flip side. Let's try and squeeze in a quick call here. Jim in California. Hey, Jim.
How you doing, Robbie?
All right, brother.
Hey, I think it was Jim Willie about 3 years ago speculated about a coalition forming up in Asia and the Far East.
Yep.
Buying huge quantities of gold.
Yep.
And it looks like it's coming to fruition.
It definitely, if you start connecting all the dots between, you know, what's going on over at King World News and the investigative reporting that's been done on the attacks on its site by the folks at GATA, there's, you know, I know a lot of people don't believe in coincidences, you know, this is all coming at a time when unprecedented events have taken place, like the PR campaign by J.P. Morgan about its commodity trading tactics, together with you know, the CFTC, kind of ironic announced yesterday they are going to be holding seminars trying to educate people in how to avoid financial scams. And yet this government agency refuses to take any action against J.P. Morgan's unbelievably large short position. I mean, even you even had the president yesterday saying that, you know, we need to investigate these so-called speculators in the oil market because, you know, a small group of people should not have the power and the ability to control a disproportionate share of the oil market. Well, that's what's going on in the silver and gold market, Mr. President. But you see, gas prices are Obama's Waterloo. And if we are to believe the IMF statement that if Iran shuts off oil supplies to the European Union, you will see a 30 to 40% spike in the price of crude oil. That puts crude oil once again back at $140 a barrel. And unfortunately for you in California, that means $7 a gallon gas.
Well, I drive a truck, Robbie, and that's going to mean $8 a gallon diesel fuel.
Yeah, I mean, you need a... you need a bank overdraft to fill up one of them big trucks.
Well, right now it's costing me almost $600 to fill up at any given day.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. It is hurting.
Amazing.
Talk to you later, Robbie. Have a good one.
All right, Jim. Thanks, brother. Just a quick reminder, we still have 100 AU Morgan Silver dollars available for $3,600 delivered. You can give me a call at 1-800-691-7898. I don't have too many left, so if you want to add to your silver stash, think about 100 Morgans at $3,600. Stand by for Alan Watt and Cutting Through the Matrix, and we'll do this again.